Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Shout Out. I'm Andy Shorten and I'm sure Steph is around here somewhere. Anyway, in the meantime, on today's show we catch up with little Harriet, mermaids give us an update, and Just Like Us. Is that a bicycle bell I can hear? Where is she then? Anyone seen her?
Not I.
Oh, no. Hang on, I think I can hear it. Oh, it looks like a bicycle.
Materialising in the corner, fading in and out of existence.
Happens with each.
Well, hello, Steph.
Ah. Do you know, it was so good last week coming out as a Time Lord. I feel so much better with myself now.
Time Lord pride, isn't it? We need a banner on the Bristol Pride March.
Yeah, and another initial on the end of whatever LGBTQ ends in.
TL on the end. Time Lords.
Now, you joined us just in time, because on the end of the phone, we have a certain friend of yours from Mermaids.
Oh, Susie, are you there? Hello, Susie? Susie, are you there?
I think we might have lost her. Shall I try again?
Maybe it was the warp field.
The bending of space-time caused by your TARDIS can have an effect.
Right, well, you're trying to reconnect. Terry, you got some news.
I have, actually. Human Rights Watch today, which is an organisation based in New York and does a lot of human rights lobbying around the world, has reported major developments in Angola, which is a state in southwestern Africa. It's above Namibia and below the Democratic Republic of Congo, if you can picture that,
yep.
And sub-Saharan Africa. They have not only decriminalised homosexuality, repealing a law which they inherited from the Portuguese, from which they gained independence back in 1975, but also they've passed a law so that LGBT people are protected in employment and from discrimination by the state. So it's actually quite a major piece of progressive legislation, as we understand it. Yeah,
first good news of 2019.
Absolutely, yeah. There's been so much bad news, in the last year or so, that it's actually really, really encouraging. So along with South Africa, hopefully, once this law beds down, Angola will be a beacon of hope for the region. Yeah. For LGBT.
Excellent.
People, yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
No problems.
Right, technical problem I think we might have solved. Try again.
Susie.
Hello, can you hear me this time?
Yes, you're there.
Excellent.
It was okay. We just nipped over to Angola because obviously we've had some good news from Angola. So,
absolutely, it's amazing. Yeah, seen it.
Yeah. Now, tell us. Now, we're going to be linking with mermaids quite often, which is really exciting for us, and it gives you a voice across all the stations that Shout Out's on. Now, you had something really special, didn't you, Susie, happening a few days back with charity. Now, can you give us some more info?
Yeah, so essentially on Friday, sort of early evening, one of our volunteers picked up the fact that somebody had started an online gaming platform, a stream where they were donating online. And I was like, how would that work? By Saturday morning, when I was informed about it was at $26,000. And we started getting in touch going, what's all this about? We didn't know anything about it. Got in touch with the crew that was working behind, and Harry, who was actually playing Donkey Kong until he beat the game. And by the end of it, which was sort of early hours of Monday morning, well, about 7 o'clock Monday morning, they'd raised over £200,000.
No,
Susie, over £200,000.
Wow, and that's all for you at Mermaids.
Yep.
Wow, yep. Absolutely fantastic. Fantastic news.
And the best thing about this isn't the money, though. What was really great was that it was from around the world, people were coming out in support of trans kids and young people and trans rights. We had Chelsea Manning, Paris Lee, Alexandria, something Cortez, because I'm not happy if you three got people. And Cher retweeted.
Oh, wow. Really, Susie, well done. That's fantastic.
It was nothing to do with us. This is all Harry Brewer. He basically decided that he was going to take a stand and stand up for trans rights. And
what an amazing kid.
Incredible.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I was following it on Twitter, and it was absolutely amazing to watch it increase and the excitement in the Twitter sphere.
Thing is, as well, we had loads of our families and young people starting to realise that this was happening, logging on, watching the feed, and what they were saying was just outpouring of love and support. I think it's the most positive thing to ever happen to the trans community. I really do. I feel like this is a almost like a pivotal point, a turning point.
Really?
It was just joyous. Yeah. I can't say. We're still. You know, everybody that I talk to about what happened over the last week are still quite stunned at the magnitude of it.
That's brilliant, because you had some really negative stuff going on, didn't you, up to Christmas?
Yeah, so we're currently working with the big lottery fund who put our... We applied for and got a grant to set up additional local groups across the country to provide local support, and because of an online campaign, that was sent in to the CEO, generated basically to try and stop us getting that funding following a Sunday Times article. That grant has been put under review, that went out, and I think that's why Harry decided he was going to do this sort of initiative, in terms of to say that's not right, and this happened as a result. So from something that was so negative and created, you know, such a backlash across all of Twitter, etc., because all of the anti-trans kids campaigners were delighted at the fact that they'd managed to get our review, our grant under review. Suddenly this is coming in, and then the outpouring and support has turned like a really, really difficult few weeks into something that I could just never have envisaged happening, to be honest.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Now, we've run out of time, Susie. I'm so sorry. But, of course, you're going to have a regular mouthpiece here on Shout Out Radio, and I'm really looking forward to more input.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, so Susie. Much. And we'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Speak soon. Bye.
Bye, Susie.
Bye-bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
And that's at Abrotion by Lovely the Band. I won't lie, that was a Shazam one. I heard it somewhere, really liked it, so...
Yeah, I don't think you can say other track finding apps are out there, because
no,
I think that's the only
one.
The only one exists.
Yeah, it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing, because of course Shazam was still technically is a British company, but they've now been bought by Apple, which is really good, because it means, you know, that the tech industry in this country is doing amazing, and we're starting to be able to do things like that.
Yeah,
but then it's also a real shame, because it's now been sold to an American company.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And stock an iPhone.
Yeah.
So it's still available on Android.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. The Europeans own Chrysler.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to introduce this one? Because this has really been kind of like your story following this one throughout.
Well,
was it a good 2 years now?
It must be three, because we actually started following this family, Sam, Shan and little baby Harriet, when Harriet was in the womb. So, it's so beautiful now, because I caught up with Sam and Shan just before Christmas, and there was Harriet was banging on tables as you'll hear, but she's starting to talk now and interact. The last time I interviewed them, I was chasing Harriet all over the place, and she would not talk to the mic. As soon as I put the mic down, she'd talk. But this time we managed to catch her chatting, so this is the interview. Well, I cannot believe where 2018 has gone, and we're almost in 2019, and by the time you hear this, it will be 2019. Caught up with Sam and Shan and little baby Harriet. It's been 6 months since we've chatted to them for Shout Out. And those of you who are catching this for the first time, Harriet is Shoutout's very own adopted kitten. We've been following her since she was in the mum's tum. So, Sam, Shan, how's it been going the last 6 months then with little Harriet?
Exhausting.
That's it in one word.
In one word. I'm too tired to say anything else. That's literally how exhausting it's been.
How about you, Sam? Now you're the worker of the family.
Well, yeah, I do most of the work, but Sean does still go to work a few hours a week.
Is that stressful for you, working that amount of hours?
It's like a break. I only go for a bit of social life.
And Harriet's talking quite well now, isn't she? And is there a little bit of an accent coming in there?
Just a little one. I took her for, they have these checks when they're, was it 27-month checks or something it says?
Yeah, I think it's a 2.5-year check.
Yeah, you sort of, I was 2.5. So took up and then you were saying to her about how, oh, she's got a slight West Country accent. And I said, well, well, we live here. I explained that we lived in Kent, obviously. We like to go see the health visitor in Kent. But she's definitely picked up certain words that I say.
Is that, does she spend most time with you, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, so obviously if Sam works all the time and then I'm at home with her, you can see there's certain things she comes out with and she sounds identical to me, doesn't she?
Generally, R words, anything with a big R in it, some description, it's you, isn't it?
So she's not doing IKEA as IKEAL and ASDA as ASDOL yet, then?
No, not that Bristolian, but
no.
What are the words that she says?
Oh, there's so many. Forward is comes out quite.
You were quite posh then.
I know, I was trying really hard. Yes. On the radio, you've got to try hard.
Is this your posh voice?
Yeah, I don't want people to want them to have subtitles, shall we?
Don't forget, it's coming out from Bristol, so are quite used to the accent.
Talking the mother tongue, yeah.
The mother tongue. I'll just get my translation book out.
I'm surprised that the accent isn't rubbing off on you, Sam.
Oh, the guys at work say it is.
No, really?
They do, yeah. Sometimes when I'm talking to them at work, they say, that was Bristolian. And I'm like, oh, yes. So probably, it's been how many years now? 7 years?
Yeah, just over 7 years now.
7 years, oh. Yeah. So there is a few words.
Get itchy, don't you? 7 years.
Oh, okay. Putting it out there ready, are you?
I'm joking.
No, it's nearly 8 years. It'll be 8 years in April, won't it?
I was just checking with you, like testing you. Just testing you, I was.
Testing, okay. Is that code word for I've forgotten?
Yes. Yeah.
So is she going to nursery yet?
I was very keen not to put her in nursery until she was potty trained. But she's all potty trained now. Harriet?
Harriet? Come and talk to us.
Do you wear nappies?
No.
What do you wear?
Big girl pants.
Big girl pants.
So she can go to nursery now. So we're going to start having a little look. All her friends go to nursery, so we're going to hopefully put her in the same one. Even though I wasn't really keen on the nursery, I think, do you go for one that all of her friends and her school friends are going to go in? Or go for one a little bit further afield?
We haven't been to visit them yet, though.
I've been to visit one, but you haven't yet, so it definitely wasn't an option while she was still in nappies. I wasn't keen.
There's a lot of Nordic countries who put their kids into school a lot later, and they reckon that the UK tends to put their kids into school in much too early. What do you think about that?
I don't know, though, because when you talk to people in Spain and bits and pieces, they start their kids in school at, 2.5. We went to a Spanish wedding recently, and there was a little baby that was 18 months old who they were potty training. And I said, oh, she seemed pretty young to be potty training. They said, no, we have to get them potty trained before they go to school at 2. So,
2, that is extremely early.
Yeah. So I don't know, really. I think you know when your child's ready to start learning, though, don't you? So, yeah.
Do you think that the kids seem to be a lot quicker at learning things these days than, say, when you were growing up? Because Harriet seems so advanced. I mean, is this the new norm?
I think it must be, but I also think the technology really pushes him along. So we've always been of the opinion that we want her to know how to pick up technology and use it, because otherwise she'll be behind when she's a little bit older. And she can pick up her iPad and go on the games and all of that stuff without very much help. Obviously supervision, but not all that much help, which blows me away.
It is sort of frowned upon, isn't it, when you see kids with an iPad. But then there was a documentary on BBC Two that said about kids that can actually use and function an iPad or a tablet or something like that, their gross motor skills are so much better. So they can draw lines better, their concentration, little things that they can do are more advanced because they have that ability to learn. But she does... We've bought her reading books for Christmas, didn't we? You know, the ones that teach you to read? So they're not supposed to read for a while yet. But actually, if you start it earlier, then...
I find with our grandkids that they seem to be a natural. You just give them an iPad, you haven't got to teach them how to, they just naturally know how to do it.
Have you ever watched that film about the guy that set up Apple, the founder of Apple? What's his name? I should know it off the top of my head, but
we'll insert that later.
Well, anyway, he's Phil.
Was that Jobs?
Yes. When he in the film, it shows that his daughter started playing with his first invention, and she just picked it up and started playing with it. And that was part of it, wasn't it? That was what he wanted. He wanted people to be able to use it without an instruction manual. He wanted people to be able to just go for it. And I think they have kept that on, haven't they, with the ethos and these sort of new technologies. So,
yeah, if you're wondering about the banging, it's past Christmas now, and Harriet's playing with some of her Christmas presents and banging them on the table. Kids never play quietly, do they?
No. We had to... I come down to Bristol on the Saturday before Christmas, so Sam had to work, and we didn't want to arrive Christmas Eve really late because we spent Christmas in Bristol. So I put her on the train and thought that I could get away with her, like watching a film on the iPad or something. Nope, she wanted her little figures, and when anyone was falling asleep, have a nap. What's that lady doing? And I'm like, oh, babe, she's trying to sleep. Like,
yeah,
she was
the embarrassing stage now.
100%. She told some lady in McDonald's, oh, it looks like Nana Betty. Well, Nana Betty's in her late 70s and hasn't got many teeth. So when the lady turned around and said to her, oh, do I look like your Nana Betty? She said, yeah, she's got no teeth. I was like, I am so sorry. But then she told some guy the other day, oh, it's Santa. And there was a guy there with a big long beard. And he was like, okay. Like, he didn't quite... It's just, I'm really sorry.
How did you get on coming across London, though, when you were coming by train?
Oh, I was having heart palpitations because I had to go on the train, then the underground, and I've never been on the underground successfully on my own before.
By successfully, she means getting the right train that goes in the right direction the first time.
So basically, the colours confuse me a little bit. I just don't get the underground.
That's supposed to make it easy for everyone, though.
I know, but then this little old dear, it's like, she had to be in her 70s, said, oh, I do this travel all the time. I thought, if Doris can do it, I must be able to get across. And I did sneakily. I knew she was going to be going to the same train station. So if I had her in sight, I thought, actually, I'll be going the right direction. So I relied on 70-year-old Doris to get me across to the underground.
That's the first time she's admitted that. She hasn't told me that.
Well, I've got there successfully.
Yeah, you made it to Bristol.
Yeah,
all the way from Kent.
Yeah. That's it. I will not do it again.
It must be her internal sat-nav, because her sense of direction is shocking normally.
Yeah, just like a homing pigeon to get back to Bristol.
How's your sense of direction? Have you got inbuilt sat-nav, Sam?
Yeah. Sometimes my friends joke that I'm a Sam-Sam, not a Tom-Tom.
Can you parallel park as well?
Yeah, probably eyes closed parallel parking, you know. Which really annoys you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're useless, are you, Sam?
Well, I get from A to B.
Well, I think without well, without cameras, hitting anything.
Yeah, but I think without my cameras now, I'd be stuffed.
You need a car that self-parks, girl.
I know. I'll be on my next list. On my next list to have. Harriet? What are you playing with? Who is it?
Paw Patrol.
Oh, Paw Patrol. Oh. And what ones have you got? Have you got Chase and Marshall?
No. Rocky and Sky.
Rocky and Sky.
Who's your favourite one?
Who's your favourite Paw Patrol?
Rocky and Sky.
Rocky and Sky.
You, who's on your slippers?
Sky and another Sky.
Sky and another Sky.
Yes.
Why is it two-year-olds talk so cute? It doesn't matter what accent they've got. They're just so cute. Was she overwhelmed over Christmas?
Do you know what? My mum, we told her that Santa brings her stocking, because I remember as a kid thinking, well, what's my mum and dad got me? So we told her that her stocking comes from Santa, because then it's a few little gifts, and then the other presents come from Nan and Grandad and come from Mummy and Mama. So then it's not like, well, why does Santa not love me as much as, do you know what I mean? A stocking is your present. So a few little bits in there, Santa gets you. But she was more concerned with, there's like a little app that you could take a picture of, like, where you've placed your little plate, and then you could have a reindeer pretend to eat the carrot off the plate. So she was more fascinated that we had put some oats out to feed the reindeers, and in the morning we put glitter on the floor. So she went outside, saw there was glitter by where she'd left the little sign for Santa and the little oats. So she walked straight past the present, straight to the half-eaten carrot and the drunken bottle of bit of sherry and the mince pie that was left out. Well, didn't even see the presents. She walked straight for the carrots. Oh, he says it!
Yeah, have you noticed the Bristolian plural for reindeer? It's like my Polish and Czech friends, they say sheeps when they first come to the country, and hares.
We had that discussion recently.
I did not know that was a thing.
So I was like, Harriet, look, there's the sheep. And Sean was like, no, it's sheeps. I was like, no, the plural for sheep is sheep. And she
that
was
blew
like,
my mind.
That actually blew her mind.
No, not as bad as. Oh, for years, I've always said antlers. I thought I was on a reindeer's head.
I had to intervene. This was an intervention.
Anklers. I thought it was anklers on top of the reindeer's head. But
this is true Bristolian, folks. True Bristolian.
You hopping.
So I think we need to do a re-edit of that, because we don't want you to be compared with Trump. So we didn't.
He's cute, Sam?
We don't talk about the app on the reindeer. We don't talk about the. You put the oats out and you put the.
She's not gonna be listening to the radio station.
No, but what about all the other kids?
Oh, sorry. I'll edit that one.
Yeah. So in the morning, on Christmas morning, Harriet was so excited. She ran past her parent present and she found the little plate that the reindeer had eaten. And luckily, Sian's sister had been up in the night and set up a magic camera.
Oh yes.
And on there. What was there on the magic camera? It was the reindeer eating the carrot. And yeah. Harriet was actually blown away by it.
Magic. I would be.
Yeah. I don't think Nanny would have been impressed if there was a fat off reindeer in her front room there.
Do you think Santa takes a pooper scoop with him?
He must do.
Listen, thank you so much, girls. And we will be catching up with Harriet, Sian and Sam again later in the new year. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Harriet, can you say bye?
Harriet, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Nice bit of electro swing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kind of like bopping
thanks
along
for the dance
that.
There, Terry.
You're more than welcome.
You're a good swinger.
That's called Wash My Hands by Cormac.
Well, after a bit of swinging, I will need to wash my hands. It's appropriate. I know, that's very good.
It's antibacterial in the toilets here as well.
Antibacterial?
Yeah.
They're very good. Yeah, we've got. You need a place with nice toilets, don't you?
Yes, and creamy soap.
A creamy soap, which moisturises your hands.
Where you go with this?
I don't know.
I dread to think.
Yes. And we were talking about Bristol as the home of the shy giraffe as well, weren't
yes.
we? So, but I'll have to tell you about that a little bit later
on. Get people intrigued.
Right now it's time to get, you have to see if there's one behind you, Terry. It's,
feel its presence.
Anyway, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 24th of January.
A Nobel Prize winning scientist whose work helped discover the double helix nature of DNA, but who later stated that homosexual fetuses should be aborted, has been stripped of his honorary science accolades. James Watson was a science icon in the 1960s for his work on genetics, but in the 1990s was quoted by a British newspaper as interceding in a debate over whether there was such a thing as a gay gene. He was reported to have said that parents wanting to have a heterosexual child should have the right to genetic screening. Mr. Watson later wrote to the papers and was widely quoted in the gay press, clarifying his position and claiming to have been misrepresented by the initial newspaper interview. He said that whilst he supported the right of parents to practice genetic screening, he was not opposed to the existence of gay people. Nevertheless, his remarks were cited by many LGBT activists at the time as a warning of the possible misuses of genetic research, and the highly underground newspaper Green Anarchist published a polemic encouraging an alliance between eco-activists, the disabled and gay people to take direct action against genetic modification technologies. Anyway, Mr. Watson was stripped of his titles by the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory in the United States after racist statements made in a television interview given to the PBS network. According to the black British newspaper The Voice, Mr. Watson reported a notorious claim that African people were less intelligent than Caucasians. The laboratory responded, "Dr. Watson's statements are reprehensible, unsupported by science, and in no way represent the views of CSHL, its trustees, faculty, staff, or students. This laboratory condemns the misuse of science to justify prejudice."
The Irish World newspaper, which is a community paper for Irish people living in Britain, reports that Amnesty International has called on the UK government to intercede in Northern Ireland's politics and grant same-sex marriage as well as the right to abortion. The province of Northern Ireland, which is was split from the Republic of Ireland after the events of the Irish Civil War, is part of the UK and has its own legislative assembly. However, the assembly, which is located at Stormont, has been suspended and is on ice for the last 2 years, as since power-sharing agreements between the Unionist DUP party and Republican Sinn Féin broke down. The Irish World notes that the part of the stalemate rests on the fact that DUP is highly conservative on social issues, whereas Sinn Féin is more liberal and supports marriage equality as well as reproductive rights. Amnesty International, a long-standing human rights organisation, has said that the Parliament in Westminster should take control of the affairs and guarantee human rights for Northern Ireland gay and lesbian population.
The Scene news magazine Boys, which is available in the Bristol area from the Prowler shop on Bond Street, reports on the start of the eighth year for Positive 2-1. Now, if you thought that peer-led groups for people living with HIV had disappeared with the collapse of UKC back in the last decade, then Positive 21 has taken up the flag of peer-led support, and their London meetings provide emotional support and signposting services to gay and bisexual men who are living with HIV. Meanwhile, you may remember that there used to be a national network called Positively Women, which was founded way back in 1987. In the last couple of years, this organisation has evolved into Positively UK. It continues to provide peer-led services for women living with HIV, but has also added some lottery-funded groups for heterosexual couples and for gay men. Now, all of these groups have lively and interactive websites, and you can visit them via your preferred search engine to find out more or get involved.
Radio Free Europe, the famous dissident radio station which promotes democracy in Russia and other countries where the state have clamped down on minorities, reports more harrowing news from the semi-autonomous Islamic State of Chechnya, where another anti-gay purge has commenced at the exhortation of region's brutal rulers. The Russian LGBT network reports that at least two gay people have been murdered by the state in the last 5 weeks. We have linked to the Radio Free Europe via the website, and it is worth visiting to check out all the news and the Russian state does not want you to hear.
And finally, the chairperson of Bath and North East Somerset Council has written to the local community newspaper The Week In to remind readers that Holocaust Memorial Day is approaching on the 27th of January. This marks the date in 1945 when Allied forces led by the Communist Red Army liberated the most infamous of Nazi Germany's death camps at Auschwitz-Birkenau in modern-day Western Poland. The letter reminds everyone that bigotry and intolerance leads to murderous outcomes. The Nazi regime, which ruled Germany for 12 years, targeted Jews, Gypsies, gay men, the disabled and political groups, but through the Second World War, which it started, was also responsible for the slaughter of around 50 million people. Many people note that we are again living through a turbulent period and that it is important to remain vigilant of those forces that would undermine our democratic way of life.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Tara Fraser.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you. For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout,
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Just like us, for LGBT young people.
Hey, James.
Hi, Sarah. Oh, that was very hesitant. Ooh, like a little mouse.
He's not ready for this podcast.
Hey, Sarah. I'm definitely ready. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I can't believe it's been a whole month since the last podcast.
I can't believe you won't let me introduce the podcast.
Okay, introduce the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Just Like Us podcast, where we talk about LGBT stuff because we're LGBT.
I made Sarah come up with a New Year's resolution before the podcast and she's told me it sucks.
Okay, I've got three words written down in my notes. Be more chill. Like, that's my whole thing. It was, but also be more chill is kind of stressful for me because I have anxiety, so like it's very much like I think I just pay too much attention to small things and not enough to big things, so I think it's like be less chill in certain areas but be more chill in over stressing about, I don't know, my socks or something.
So, my New Year's resolution, thanks for asking, is I am gonna stop hate reading stuff online.
Oh, that's a big one for you.
I think, well, I mean, apart from I am fairly engaged, obviously, with like LGBT stuff, and part of it's like I need to stop reading comments on. So, you know, there'll be like every time there's a video about trans issues on Facebook, I will see like 500 comments, and I'm like, and I know that people are, you know, going to be transphobic.
It's not surprising. Like, you're always looking for stuff that you know is going to be horrible. Like, it's a weird thing to do.
Speaking of, though, what are we talking about this week?
We are talking about online communities, which
is
one that me and James have actually bonded over quite a lot.
You're listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people.
In 2012, I became obsessed with a little book that I like to call The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. And so so I got so into this, and then I found out John Green, the author, has a YouTube channel with his brother. And I started watching those videos, and through that I got very involved in the YouTube community. Mm-hmm. And obviously YouTube is such a big,
huge community
thing for LGBT people our age as well, because there's so many. I mean, it's literally, if we don't have representation in all other forms of media, at the very least you can go and you can click subscribe to somebody who's going to give you a video of them being gay every week, or being trans every week, or being, you know, like, that was such a thing for me. I used to love like Tyler Oakley's videos and like Hannah Hart. Like, for our generation, they're kind of LGBT icons, genuinely.
I was going to say, not to sound, like, really old, but, like, I feel like we've seen that, like, grow. Like, as in terms of, like, LGBT representation, even online, like, the amount of stuff you could find, like, 5 years ago or whatever, compared to now, is, like, ridiculous. Especially with the YouTubers, it's such a huge thing, which I'm really grateful for, as in, it was a big part of my, like, journey as well.
So, I was on YouTube, and I was watching all these gay videos. And so from YouTube, people would mention Tumblr all the time, and in the comments, people would talk about Tumblr so much. And so I kind of eventually got a Tumblr account, which was the beginning of my descent. And on Tumblr, this is the main thing. On Tumblr, I found a huge community of LGBT people, LGBT plus people. And I think also that was my introduction very much. And for a lot of people our age, that was our introduction to feminism and LGBT issues and like race issues.
And all sorts. Feeling that was something that you could talk about, and then it wasn't like something that, like, it was just the adults.
I'd had no idea about like all these different identities that people have and stuff. And like that was such a kind of formative thing for me. And it felt like I could genuinely go and like be at home on Tumblr because I had all this like information that I was really keen, and I wasn't getting it from anywhere else. And it was people who, you know, had a similar sense of humor and were very like-minded, and that was so important for me.
You're listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people.
I was also very much into YouTubers, but it wasn't really an LGBT thing for me at the time. I was into like Dan and Phil and that whole thing and that whole.
Oh yeah, I don't think I knew it was an LGBT thing until actually recently. Whoa, hold on. Here's a statistic. So 50% of LGBT plus youth reported having at least one close online friend, compared to only 19% of non-LGBT plus youth.
So that really shows you that it's like such a part of the LGBT experience.
And I think the thing is as well, like I said, I didn't realize it was an LGBT thing I was doing at the time.
Yeah, I think so. That was when I kind of was on Tumblr and in that whole like sphere, and I kind of. I don't think I had really accepted things properly yet at that point. I was kind of just like, oh, I just love discourse. I love feminism. I love the LGBTs. Like, I was just...
I'm an ally.
Like, I'm an LGBT supporter. Like, it's like... But then I was on Twitter for a while because... So this is where it gets a bit difficult because I have to expose my entire, like, past. But on Twitter, so there are people who have, like, their personal Twitter accounts where they just talk about, you know... ordered a Chinese takeaway. This is great. And then there's another side where when people are interested in things like, say, like fandom, so like One Direction and stuff like that, which is where mine like stemmed, like they have, there's a whole community there, which like it's called Stan Twitter, like the like fandom Twitters. It kind of just started out as you kind of follow them to get updates on like, what's Harry Styles doing now? What's he wearing? What's his blood type? Like that kind of thing. But then like...
What's his mother's maiden name?
It's true. Cox, by the way.
But, I hate that you actually knew that. Right, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, so then, and then it would... So then, but then you would follow people and they would follow you back and it would... Like, you would be then like mutuals, like friends. And then that turned into like a whole community of people like... reacting to things at the same time. So if a new song came out, we'd be like, I love this song, or you'd like tweet them and stuff like that. But then it also turned out it was kind of a thing of looking around and realizing everyone I was following was LGBT. Like everyone, it was the first time, my first experience of seeing straight people as a minority. Like it was cool because we would then like tweet about our lives, like in general, we'd be like, you know, just woken up, had some pasta. I don't know if you have pasta first thing in the morning, but it's a thing. Like, as if you were just
in the dark days of Stan Twitter, had pasta in the morning, there were no laws.
But then there was also kind of talking about like really deep things, like, oh, I wish I could come out to my mum, or I don't know if I should come out to these people.
It's like a supportive environment.
Yeah, and it was just really great in terms of coming out specifically. Like, I was out online years before I was out to anyone in real life, like even my friends. Like, it's such an interesting, I think it also links to that idea that you don't just come out once, like you come out again and again.
Coming out, so
but it's also nice process. To have a space where you don't feel like you have to come out. Like, it's kind of a thing where it's just accepted.
You're listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people.
I mean, we're in a very specific, you know, social circle, obviously, but almost all of our friends, like, were part of kind of LGBT communities online.
Yeah.
It seems to be such a kind of universal thing for LGBT people our age and younger and, like, a couple of years older as well.
Exactly.
It's just a very cute thing, which is why LGBT people make such great memes on Twitter nowadays, because we've been around since the beginning.
It's true.
If you're listening at home...
If you enjoyed this,
get in touch with people on online communities.
Yeah, don't feel afraid to like reach out, because everyone is kind of looking for those...
There's so many resources online.
Yeah, I think it's just a great thing to take advantage of.
I'd say sign up for Tumblr, but it might ruin your life, because I spent so much time on that.
That is true. If you're about to do GCSEs or something, just don't do it.
Don't sign up for Tumblr.
It's not worth it. You can be
but
gay
do
later.
If you need some representation, because it's good
exactly.
fun.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. We'll see you next month.
We will see you next
in
month.
In February. Have a good day.
Bye.
You've been listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people. The music was by Twisteria. We come into schools too. Young people, teachers and parents can find us at www.justlikeus.org.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
That's Calvin Harris and Rag & Bone Man. That's called Giants.
Very nice.
I want a dance version. I quite like that one, but that's one of those I'd really like a clubby dance version of.
I'll find one for you.
Yeah, please. That'd be nice. Yeah. So have you seen any Shy Giraffes yet?
There was one popped up behind Terry.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
Yeah.
Ate my script.
Pink ears.
Pink ears.
Yeah.
Did giraffes have pink ears?
Sorry?
Did giraffes have pink ears?
The one I saw did. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be wondering what on earth a Shy Giraffe is. So I'll have to ask Carl to record the official...
I think we should reveal on a future episode.
You reckon?
What
a shy giraffe is. It's something that Britain is very famous for.
Yeah, famous for its shy giraffe.
The shy giraffe.
Is it a gay giraffe?
No, it's a show.
Well, it has to be gay to be associated with this show.
No, not necessarily. You don't have to be gay to be associated
with
this
guess,
show.
Well, I know you're straight, so you just make out you're gay. You tried one of those kits, didn't you?
I did, yes.
The 32 quid starter kits, and it failed.
Oh my God, it worked.
You need to go back to Nice and Naughty and get your money back.
Out of all the things we've done on this show, that is one of the funniest.
That was quite funny.
So, we don't actually do Secret Santa and Shout Out, do we?
Well, I think we should
but
this
if
year.
We do one year, I can imagine Steph getting that. As
heaven
a
forbid. Can you imagine? That would not go well.
As for the conversations off air of what should go in it, they would just be some broadcastable, as I recall.
We're lucky you've got good control of the microphones. I mean, it would be terrible if they were left out.
We could have a Shout Out After Dark side website, couldn't we? Selling the products.
Oh, yeah, go into marketing ourselves. Yeah,
I thought you already did. To be honest, I thought yours were on Etsy.
Well, no, my money just comes from swinging handbags on street corners.
Oh, right, okay.
What would we sell, though, if we set up an online shop
for
Shout
Out? Don't give her ideas.
Shout Out.
Not me.
Merchandise. Not ourselves, per se.
I have enough clientele to.
Maybe
you sell your TARDIS?
Mugs? Oh, yes.
Oh, you're not selling my TARDIS. That's my precious.
It's a bit slow.
Oh, it's a different movie, isn't it?
So, there's no more Doctor Who, is there? But I'll tell you what has started.
2020 next year, yeah.
Yeah. The next series of Star Trek Discovery started.
So I understand. Yeah. Yes, it's on Netflix or one of those.
Yeah, doing platforms. Really well.
First one was... I watched the first one, yeah.
But it is nice because it has got some LGBT plus storylines in it.
Yeah, the first two series definitely did.
Yeah. Well, it's not stopping in this series from what I can see so far. I mean, we're only one episode in, but the clues are all there.
It was sad when he lost his husband, wasn't it? Yeah. That upset me.
Mind you, I suppose you should have watched it.
Well, that was series two, wasn't it?
We're on
series three.
No, we're on two.
We're just on to two.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Did they split series one into two? I'm confused.
No, but we did have that kind of break bit in the middle.
That's why I got confused. I thought I was watching series two.
They do that in America, don't they? They kind of like stop for Thanksgiving because everyone's eating turkey, not watching the TV. Which is really odd.
That's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah,
because they have ham at turkey.
Oh, okay.
They have ham at Christmas and they have turkey at
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There we go.
A bit lopsided, I think, personally.
Lopsided turkey? Is that a bit like a shy giraffe?
Apologies
to
all our...
Do they have giraffes in the States?
Vegan... I thought it's veganuary, or what we call
it's
it.
It's veganuary, lots of people... adopting, and of course lots of LGBT people are interested in vegetarianism, veganism and animal rights and so on. So,
oh, our coffee shop's got a new range of vegan stuff just come in.
There we are.
Yes.
Well, you can get vegan sausage roll from Greg's, can't you?
You can.
Vegan macaroni cheese. Mm. We've got that coming in.
They have actually improved the recipe of vegan cheese. It used to be quite rank, I seem to recall, when I was a student. It's a lot better. It's a lot closer to sort of dairy cheese now, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like the blue bits going through it.
Yeah, I think you can even get blue vein stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for this week. If you'd like a TARDIS like mine, sorry, they are all sold out.
However, to hear Steph Land again, just go grab a podcast from shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Next week, we start to look towards LGBT History Month.
But until then, go get in your TARDIS.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Time to take off.
Ding ding.
Bye bye.
Bye. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.